What's up, my friend? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. I'm your head coach and founder, Lee David Kesey, and today's topic, are you ready for it? Are you ready? It's called the winning lottery ticket. So here's the thing. I used to play the lottery all the time. For those of you that don't know me, I played baseball most of my life, and when baseball had ended, I ended up, found myself 6 months after baseball, broke, depressed, and sleeping on my parents' couch. And so what I would do is I would wake up every day, and I would hope, and I was thinking, how do I reinvent myself into the business and sales world? What do I even do now? I didn't even know what to do, and so I tried so many different businesses and sales jobs and all this different kinds of stuff, and during that period of time, I used to play the lottery all the time. I would play the lottery because I would be hoping. I played it with hope. I played it, you know, by dreaming. Have you ever done this? You go and you buy it and you're like, oh my God, what if I got lucky? What if I got lucky? Oh my God, what I would do with all the money. So you go and you buy the ticket and you begin dreaming about what you would do with all that money. That was me. I basically would go buy it and I'd be like, come on, please, please, please. And I got to tell you, one time, I almost won. I got like four numbers in a row, but I missed the mega and the five number. And I was like, oh my God, I almost made it. And I had been manifesting it, right? Because it was around that time of The Secret came out, where if you just think about it, it will happen. Which I found that, you know, the law of attraction forgot the law of action. That's the other half of it. Law of attraction plus the law of action. Then you get what you want. But I would be like imagining, I'm like imagining the numbers coming up. And they started coming up and I was like, oh my God, this is going to happen. And then what would happen? What happened? All the numbers would come out, most of the time I wouldn't be close, but sometimes I would get really close. But I would still, at the end of the day, I would be let down. Smack! Like reality would hit me, and I'd be like, "Wow, I fall back into this reality. I'm out of the dream world, and back into this reality." And then one day it hit me. I was playing and I was just so sick and tired of playing and hoping and dreaming and like, oh my God, what if it happens for me? I was so sick and tired of it after I'd lost, of being let down, that one day it just hit me and I was like, what if I created a reality inside my mind that I was the winning lottery ticket? That I could still make all that money, I could still have all those things, I could still achieve that level of freedom, I could still contribute to my friends and family that way. What if I could do all that, but it wasn't just like this fast? What if I was the winning lottery ticket? And this changed the game for me, because then I realized that no one is coming to save me. Not the lottery, not mom and dad, not friends and family, not bosses, not gurus. Nobody is coming to save me. And the same is true for you, my friend. Nobody's coming to save you. There's no luck that will happen. Will somebody get lucky? Yes, somebody will get lucky. It's probably not going to be you. But if I accepted that I was the game changer, this is the reality, that the frame that I had created in my head, if I accepted that I was the game changer, I could get close to those dreams that I imagined when I bought the ticket. I still play the lottery today. I still play the lottery, but I play it a little bit differently. I play it for a different reason, to imagine what I would do with all the money. I do it to still dream. I do it to still do all that stuff. But what you don't see is I'm not hoping. I don't intend to win. I do it to play a little game with myself, to go, okay, I jump myself out of this reality of complacency, right? Probably about 5 years ago, bought my dream house, have my, you know, my Jag. I have a sports car that I always wanted. I've got the life I want, right? Like my entire life in all areas, I'm pretty fit. Like I'm doing good. But I think if you're somebody listening to this podcast, you know that the good is what gets in the way of the great sometimes. So what do I do to snap myself out of it? I go buy a lottery ticket and I start to imagine, what would I do with $140 million on the spot right now? And two answers come to mind, my friend, and this is what I would like you to ask that question for yourself. What would I do right now if I won the lottery? Because this is the two answers I came up with. Number one, I would be doing the same exact thing that I'm doing right now. I would just be, I'd have more money behind it. That's all. The second thing I start to imagine is, what contributions could I make? What charities could I invest in? What could I support? What friends and family could I support? What I would do? Would I buy a new house for my mom and dad? What stuff would I buy? What fun could I have? What trips would I go on that I'm telling myself I can't go on? And what freedom would it bring? And then I begin to realize one of two things. Number one, I either already have those things, Or number two, they are within my grasp if I will just put my head down and go to work. So I play the lottery and I ask myself, okay, all these things I'm imagining, I write them all down. What would I do? And this is the exercise I would have you do. Break out a notepad, break out your notes section inside your computer and ask yourself, what would I do if I won a $140 million lottery tomorrow? What would I do with it? I would do this, and I would do that, and I would do this, and I would do this, and blah, 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 blah. I want to do all these things. And then under that question, ask yourself this. How many of those things could I do or have if I went all in on my talents and worked really hard? And then step three, my friend, get to work. That's what I do to snap myself out of complacency. Maybe you can do something else too. Sometimes I go to really big open houses of $10 million houses and that kind of stuff. But I hope this one served you at a high level. So that's the exercise. The exercise is, what would I do with $140 million if I won the lottery? Number two, how many of those things could I do or have or experience if I went all in on my talents and worked really hard? A little side note over here. What of those things could you do anyway? Because what I found was there's a lot of things that I could experience anyway. But that's another podcast, another time. I hope you got a lot out of this. If you haven't reached us at our website, go visit us at our website or share this on social media. Come say hi on Facebook or Instagram, all those kinds of things. If there's somebody that you know that could use this message to snap out of it and get remotivated and go to the next level, I'd appreciate it if you share it with them so that I contribute at a high level to them too. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, my friend, and go demand that you find a way to win. Talk to you soon.